Welcome to Silk Logic's Small Business Daily Podcast, your go-to source for the latest news on AI and automation reshaping business. I'm your host, and today's big story. A new survey shows AI-powered social engineering is poised to become the biggest cyber threat, just as small business owners are adopting more AI and automation than ever. We'll break down what you need to know for 2026, plus look at new AI tools from Jobber that are giving service businesses a leg up, and an in-depth case study on how AI email subject lines are driving real revenue. So, whether you own a growing company, run a startup, or just want to stay ahead of the curve, stay tuned. We'll give you the stories and insights to help your business thrive in the AI era. Let's get started. First up, AI-powered social engineering is now considered the top cyber threat for 2026. According to the latest Isoca Tech Trends report, 63% of IT and cybersecurity pros say AI-generated phishing, deepfakes, and social scams will outpace ransomware and supply chain hacks within 2 years. Why does this matter to you as a business owner? Because while AI brings huge benefits, it also creates new risks, especially if your processes, staff training, or customer communications aren't keeping pace. The survey reveals that only about 1 in 8 organizations feels very prepared to manage AI-related risks. The rest are either only somewhat prepared or not at all. What's driving this unpreparedness? Experts point to a lack of clear governance and training, plus a confusing patchwork of state and international regulations. If you're running a small business across multiple states, you could face a dozen different compliance laws, creating a true headache. So, what can you do? Isoca recommends investing now in AI governance frameworks, ramping up employee training, and building strong relationships with compliance experts. If you're about to roll out a new AI-powered tool, don't just focus on the features. Think about policies, customer trust, and how to respond if something goes wrong. Bottom line, AI is opening doors, but you'll need to future-proof your security and compliance as you scale up. Next, let's pivot to a more optimistic story. If you're in the home services business, such as landscaping or cleaning, there's some great news. Jobber, a leading service software company, just launched a trio of digital marketing tools designed specifically for small business owners. These tools make it easier to create a professional website, analyze your competition, and get a clear dashboard of your business's most important metrics. Why should you care? For many service businesses, building a website can feel overwhelming, expensive, or too technical. Jobber's website builder changes the game. You can launch a polished, SEO-optimized site in minutes, complete with integrated reviews, image galleries, chatbot support, and even lead capture forms. For one user, Dayton Greaves, it meant saving hours every week and avoiding costly web agencies. But that's not all. Jobber's new competitor analysis tool lets you see how your online reputation stacks up to 10 local competitors. The tool highlights where you outshine or fall behind, like review quality, response time, or customer feedback, and gives actionable suggestions to improve. As more business moves online, knowing your digital reputation is just as crucial as delivering great service in person. Finally, the Insights dashboard lets you quickly see where your leads come from, which neighborhoods bring in the most revenue, and which marketing channels actually work. Misael Avalos of Time Made Cleaning claims the dashboard helped him spot and double down on what's really driving growth. Takeaway for business owners: if digital marketing is confusing or overwhelming, easy-to-use AI tools can level the playing field, letting you compete with bigger companies without a big tech budget. And now let's talk about one of the hottest, but often misunderstood, uses of AI in marketing: subject line optimization for email campaigns. You might think AI just spits out catchy subject lines, but real results come when it's used to test, learn, and automatically improve over time. Here's what's new. When platforms like HubSpot integrate AI-powered tools like Breeze AI, they don't just generate a handful of ideas. They run large-scale split tests across thousands of emails, analyze real engagement data, and learn exactly what works for your unique audience. The result? Some businesses are seeing triple the revenue from the same campaigns simply by optimizing their subject lines. The key difference is integration. AI systems linked with your CRM can personalize subject lines for each segment, whether you're emailing new leads, active customers, or old contacts you're trying to win back. They automatically avoid spammy language, push out what gets the best open and click rates, and even adapt over time as your customers' preferences change. The result? More people see your message, more people engage, and you convert more sales without hours of manual tinkering. If you're still stuck on basic A/B tests or draft your own subject lines, now's the time to let AI do the heavy lifting and focus on the human side of your business. Let's recap. Today, we saw that AI is both a powerful tool and a growing risk on the cyber front, so every business needs to start preparing now. New AI-driven marketing tools from Jobber are helping service pros win more clients, outpace rivals, and get smarter about their growth, all with less effort. And True AI's subject line optimization isn't just about catchy phrasing. It's about ongoing learning that can directly drive more revenue from your campaigns. If you found these stories useful, make sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. For more tips and resources, visit us at silklogic.ai. Got a story or a question for us? Reach out. You just might hear your business featured next. Thanks for joining Silk Logic's Small Business Daily Podcast. See you tomorrow for more ways to future-proof your company in the world of AI and automation.